This is Morning Edition. It's been more than a year since Michael Brown was shot and killed by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. The incident drew a wave of news stories and protests that sometimes turn violent. In this week's Criminal Podcast, host Phoebe Judge talks with a man who became an icon of the demonstrations in Ferguson. Criminal is recorded at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge joins me in the studio this morning. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Who is Edward Crawford?
Edward Crawford was a man living in Missouri, and he was just a guy, and he heard about what had happened to Michael Brown, and he heard that there were protests going on after this shooting.
I didn't know what a protest was. Well, I knew what it was, but I had never seen one in person. I read about them in school, so I wanted to see one in person.
So he went the first day. It was rather peaceful. And then he went back the second day. On the second day, those protests turned a little more violent. There was a lot more interaction between police and protesters. Tear gas was being shot, pepper spray, and Edward Crawford was in the middle of it. And all of a sudden, a tear gas canister was shot, and it landed at the feet of Edward Crawford. And instead of running...
I threw it out of the way.
You threw it just out of the way, or did you throw it... Which way did you throw it?
I really didn't aim for a direction because I didn't have time to even think to where I was going to throw it.
But did you throw it the way that it had come?
Possibly did.
How did this make him an icon of these protests?
At the same moment that he was throwing the tear gas canister back in the direction that it came, Robert Cohen, who was a staff photographer for the St. Louis Dispatch newspaper, was there also recording the protests. And he took a picture of Ed throwing this canister back. The picture went completely viral, and it's become one of the most iconic photographs taken during these protests.
And tell us about the photo.
It's a picture of Edward Crawford in a full, what I would call, pitcher's stance, all the way with his arm extended in back, about to throw this canister. And what's captured is not only the whole scene around him with this burning canister, but also the fact that Edward Crawford is wearing an American flag shirt.
Did these two men meet?
They didn't meet right then. But what really made us want to do the story is that a year later, Robert Cohen, the photographer, was in the front of the crowd covering the one-year anniversary of the shooting of Michael Brown. And the police sprayed pepper spray, and Robert Cohen was a direct hit. He had never been pepper sprayed before.
I mean, everywhere it was touching me, it was burning. I mean, it's oil-based, which I did not know at the time. And so water only makes it worse.
And all of a sudden, Robert Cohen heard a familiar voice, and... a hand reached down to pick up the camera lens that Robert Cohen had dropped after not being able to see, and it was Edward Crawford who had come there to help him.
What did all of this mean for Edward? What did this photo do to his life?
The photo that Robert Cohen took of Edward Crawford was one of a group of photographs that was awarded the Pulitzer Prize. But also, that photograph was proof that Edward Crawford was at the protests and that he did throw a tear gas canister. So Edward Crawford has been charged with assault. He had his first trial in September. But the wonderful thing is that he and Robert Cohen have become great friends and speak all the time.
Phoebe, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Phoebe Judge hosts the podcast Criminal. You can hear the latest episode here on WUNC on Sunday afternoon at 5:40. You can find more information at WUNC.org.